This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Heart disease is still the leading cause of death worldwide, and one of the biggest drivers is cholesterol that just won't budge, even with the best available treatments. Well, now, a first in human trial led by the Victorian Heart Hospital and the Victorian Heart Institute has tested a gene editing therapy that targets cholesterol at its source. And we're joined by Professor Stephen Nichols, director of the Victorian Heart Hospital and from the Victorian Heart Institute, who led the global trial. Stephen, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you.
Now, to start off, what is this new gene editing treatment and what does it aim to do?
So what we're able to now do with gene editing is that we can, via an infusion via the veins, deliver a specific treatment into the liver where we can go into the cell, we can find the specific code of DNA that codes for a specific protein, and we can make a little nick in that code. And what that will do is create a permanent change in the code that leads to a reduction in the amount of protein that's produced. And that could have a whole range of benefits for various diseases. And we're seeing gene editing now being used not only to potentially prevent heart disease, but for treatment of various forms of cancer and other kind of conditions, including some treatments that are already available in the clinic in the United States.
That's amazing. So let's talk about cholesterol, triglycerides. I mean, we're all used to going to the GP, well, some of us, and finding out that we've been eating too many dairy foods, too much cheese or what have you, and we're told to cut it back because our cholesterol is too high. Why are they such important factors in heart disease?
We know that there are lots of causes of heart disease. Cholesterol and triglycerides are just two of them, but blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, a range of other factors. We also learn from a lot of clinical trials that we've conducted over the last three decades that if you're at a high risk of having a heart attack or a stroke, that having a lower level of cholesterol is a good thing. You're less likely to have a clinical event in the future. And as a result of that, we've been able to bring a number of therapies to the clinic that have been really effective at being able to lower cholesterol, lower triglycerides, and lower the risk of having a heart attack. But as you said right from the start, that they're not equally effective in all patients. And in some patients, we can't get their cholesterol low enough. In some patients, they can't tolerate some of these medications. And so when I go into my clinic and see my patients, I still have a lot of patients whose cholesterol and triglyceride levels are still too high for the level of risk that I think they're at. And so I need new approaches, and this may be one of them.
Is this an exciting time in medicine with this gene editing technology?
I think so. I think that we've learned a lot about the role of genetics in the whole range of forms of diseases. And that gives us important opportunities not just to use genetics in terms of how we might be able to predict the risk that you might have a certain disease, but we can now start to look at, can the genes be targets for treatments? And what we've learned, particularly with a new technique called CRISPR, and the people that identified CRISPR were awarded the Nobel Prize, gives us this approach where we can deliver really these very small, specific targeted therapies into the cell that we need to target to find the specific bit of DNA code. And it's really quite extraordinary that in a very short period of time, we've gone from understanding the potential for CRISPR to developing therapies and seeing these therapies now go into clinics, whether it be in clinical trials or even ultimately getting in the hands of clinicians who can use them for their patients. It's an exciting time, but obviously we do clinical trials to understand a lot about therapies, not only how they work, Will they be effective, but also will they be safe and well tolerated by patients?
We're chatting with Professor Stephen Nichols, the director of the Victorian Heart Hospital, about a world first gene editing trial designed to lower cholesterol and triglycerides with a single treatment. Stephen, the Victorian Heart Hospital played a key role in the trial. What does this achievement mean for medical research here in Australia?
I think, you know, Australia punches well above its weight on the world stage when it comes to medical research. This is a really attractive place to be able to do clinical trials of innovative new therapies. We're fortunate that we get to lead a number of those studies in our space, but colleagues in other disease settings are doing very much the same. And I think that's important. First and foremost for Australian patients, and it means that Australian patients are often some of the first in the world to be able to access novel new therapies, and you know, we know that for a number of diseases that we simply don't have the effective tools that we need to be able to treat diseases. So I think that's great for the community. I think it's really important for our universities and our medical research institutes and our hospitals that it really does position Australia as a leader in innovation in the healthcare setting, and then we'll continue to make this an attractive place for people to want to be able to work and train in as well.
Fantastic. Stephen, thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Professor Stephen Nichols, Director of the Victorian Heart Hospital and from the Victorian Heart Institute.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.